This is Daim Shabazz of Chestron. We are in Wheeling, Illinois at the 2008 Chicago Open. The tournament is now coming to a close. There are still some games going on. And there may be a tie break on the top boards. I interviewed Hikaru Nakamura, and he is going to tie for first with 6.5. The results are still pending. I have with me now Kyan Barkley, who played in the open section of the Chicago Open. How did you do, Kyan?
I got 3 points out of 7 games.
Okay. So. How were you pleased with your play?
I was playing a little bit too passive, and I don't know, nerves just got the best of me. So it was a good experience, and hopefully I'll play better next time.
What are some of the games that you remember from the tournament?
I would say that my game against Jan van de Mertel was pretty close. I got into a draw in game, but he swindled me out of it, out of the point. And then my other game against Mehmet Pasalic, it was pretty unclear, but I blundered. So, but it was a good game, and it took all night.
So that game went the full 7 hours?
It might as well have, because I didn't really get home till 2. Okay. it was a 5 or 6 hour game, and I mean the drive back to Chicago was bad because it was raining.
Okay. Yeah, I actually left around the same time and went to bed at 3:30, so I didn't get much sleep either. Was this your first open section that you played in these tournaments?
Actually, the tournament where I beat my first GM, Jan Elvis, was the Eastern Open, and I played the open section there for experience.
Okay. Now, you have closed out your high school career, and you were twice Illinois Dinka representative. Looking back on those years, what are some of the things that you'll remember the most?
I think I always remember going to Nationals. It was just a wonderful experience, almost like a chess vacation. And, I mean, it's so rare to not be playing for money for me, so it was a good experience.
So you met a lot of lifelong friends there?
Yes, I mean, I know people from as far away as Hawaii to New York to Florida to California, so it's amazing the people that you meet.
Now tell us about your plans for the fall. You're going to be going off to school, and there are a lot of people who are wanting to know what school. Could you give the Chestrum audience an idea of what you have planned for the fall?
I'll be going to Morehouse, and I'll be majoring in business administration with a concentration in finance. So hopefully I'll do well.
Okay, we couldn't get you at FAMU, but Morehouse is also a good choice. Will you be playing chess there?
I don't think I'll be playing for the school. I'll mostly just be concentrating on my studies, but I might play some professional tournaments here and there.
Okay, they actually have a club, the Atlanta Chess Center. You probably have visited there. In fact, someone told me you played in a tournament there. Is that right?
I play so many tournaments these days, so I've played chess in Atlanta about 4 times, but it was if it's at Emory, then I've played there. So
that was the camp, the Emory Castle
chess camp.
Chess camp, right. You'll be moving to Atlanta come August. Do you think you'll be homesick or you'll miss Chicago?
Being a chess player, I've gotten to travel around the world, so I can go home and I can go anywhere in the world and I feel like home.
Now tell us, some years ago you actually took a chess trip to Russia, a trip to Russia. Can you tell us about that? Can you give us a little story, because that was kind of an interesting request you made.
Well, my dad asked me where I wanted to go in the world, and I said Russia because once upon a time it was the capital of chess. I didn't find much in the form of tournaments, but there's a lot of playing in the park and a lot of chess hustling. And so I got to play against people that couldn't even speak the same language as me, so it's a wonderful experience. Mm-hmm. And they were quite surprised at how well I played.
Oh, really? They probably had not met anyone from African descent over there playing.
I felt it was pretty much a rarity. They expected me to be an easy win, and interesting part was where I would play somebody and I would bet them, but I wouldn't take their money because I understand that for Chess Hustle they got to eat too. So, and I was on vacation, so I let them keep their money that time.
Okay, well, you come from Chicago, which is a kind of a city of hustlers, and I believe Sam Ford was one of your teachers. Do you have anything that you would like to say to the Chess Drum audience or anybody you'd like to thank all your times here, and, you know, Beasley and Tom Feinberg and all these people that have perhaps made you a success or helped to make you a success?
Well, first of all, I would like to thank Tom Feinberg. I mean, I wouldn't be here without him. He couldn't make it. He's a little bit ill right now, but I wish him the best. And also, I want to thank Tom Larson because they were like a 1-2 combo. He paved a lot of way. Some of the first nationals that I ever went to were paid for through the Chicago Public Schools, and he was the head of that. So he opened a lot of doors for us. And I want to thank everybody who's ever played a game with me. I mean, even if it's on ICC, and all the supporters that I get out there. So thank you.
Well, you have a lot of fans at the Chess Drum. They are really kind of supporting you in your endeavors, and hopefully you will find Morehouse to be an enlightening experience. I think you'll enjoy it there, and you'll carry that mystique of being a Morehouse man.
Yeah, thank you so much for, thank you for having the Chess Drum in the first place. I mean, it's a wonderful site, and I check it daily, often 3 times a day, just to see what's going on in the black chess news, so.
Well, you have to keep playing and win tournaments so I can have something to write about. Okay, thank you, Kaya.
Thank you.
This is Daim Shabazz of the Chess Drum, signing off.